Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is saturdayswithjoykeys@hotmail.com. I just want to say thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Close to 750,000 downloads of the podcast. Wow. Like, I just want to say thank you again. I hope you have enjoyed the shows and share them with friends and family. Again, just want to say thank you. Well, this morning I am speaking to, wow, multi-talented guitar player, singer, surfer, sex symbol, multilingual, speaks four different languages, all the way in Morocco. Amen, Sultan.
Oh, yeah. Crazy. Do you want to be my manager? Because, you know, the way you're talking about me, crazy.
Oh, man, that would be great. That'll be our relationship, you know?
Crazy. I mean, you know, thank you for inviting me. I mean, I'm very happy. And I heard that you got like 700,000 downloads. Wow, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's just a blessing. It's been a great ride. Just like for you now, you were on like the top of the roller coaster, at the top of the hill, like chanting now. seriously, you just won the MTV. Last year you won the MTV EMA Award. Talk to me. Let's start at the beginning. Why are you a singer and not a doctor or a lawyer or a businessman? Why are you a singer?
Or a surfer or a lazy boy, you know? I mean, honestly, I never wanted to be a singer or a producer or doing music, you know? And it was a total accident. I was like starting to do some surf and you got to play guitar if you are a surfer. You know, this is all my friends, all the people around me are saying, man, you got to play guitar if you want to be a real surfer. You know, I was trying too much to the stereotype of the surfer, you know, the Californian guys and stuff. So, but in the African way. So I started to play guitar When I was visiting some of my friends in Paris, when I was like, I don't know, 13 or 14, they started to do music and they signed a deal with the label, with Sony, and they told me, man, you can follow us in the studios and stuff, and I was following them and year after year I discovered that there's no it's not something impossible to be in this business, and you just had to get to work hard and make it happen. And step by step, they started to tell me, can you play for us a couple of stuff? We want to sample it and produce it. I said, okay, I'm going to do it. So I started like that, but never wanted to be a singer or producer. I started to do that for also for my sister, because she was singing, in the house all the time. In his shower and stuff, I was like, please. so you know, and I really want to tell you.
No,
excuse my English first, you know, because you know I'm thinking in Arabic, trying to speak Berber, sometimes French, and I have to translate that in my brain and deliver you and say it in English. So it's gonna take us two or three minutes.
That's okay. let's start over again. I'm gonna speak to you. Let's say salam, sabah el khair, and maharban, right?
Cool. Marhaba. Shukran, Joy. Barakallahu fik. Thanks a lot. Crazy. It's cool. I love this show. I'm gonna visit you there. I'm gonna come to Philadelphia. I don't know where you are, but I'm gonna come.
You have to come. But let me tell the audience a little more about you, okay? You won the MTV award last year, and your first album was Tolerance, and you had a hit.
Yes, my first album.
Yad Salam was the first to hit from off of that. You also have second album, Code, that came out, and you had another hit off of that. Now, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly. Ashkide?
Ashkid. Ashkid means come on.
Ashkid. Okay, Ashkid. And now you had, I just played your song, My Jailer. That's a hit already. And, you know, let me just be straight with you, okay? I found you, you know, on the internet. I'm always looking for new artists and everything. And this song, it says My Jailer. And I said, My Jailer? What is that kind of song is that? You know, what the heck? So I clicked on the thing, you know, your video comes up. And I said, oh, my God. Okay, he has to be on the show.
Okay. It's crazy because you know I'm trying to do something that in my music something like me. I mean something African and at the same time influenced by the Arabic or Arabian world. I don't know how we say it. I forgot.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I one of my friends said, man, I can hear Africa, but I also can hear the Arab world. It's a kind of Afrobean, and I love this word, Afrobean, Afro-Arabian.
Yeah,
I said, okay,
that's
so
your,
I'm going to...
That's your word. You're the Afrobean artist. Let me play something from your first album. This is from your first album, and I think it says a lot about what you just said, who you are, where you come from, okay? This is from your first album.
Yes, sir.
I am supposed to be the bad one. At this time, it ain't easy to be the reflect of those you're suspecting.
No.
I guess I know why you were scared of what I mean to you, what I am.
Yes, I know.
Even because I'm African, Arabian.
About like you have this blend of all these different cultures in your music, and you want people to feel this blend from across the continent, you know?
Yeah, and you know how it is. It takes time to make people understand that you are you have multiple sides, and it takes years and albums. So in the first album, I was trying to express something universal, close to your to something we can hear and do in Western countries, but with the light influence of my region and my continent. And in the second album, with the song called Ashkid, it was something typically I was using all the codes of the North African music and the Amazigh and Berber music, because it's a big difference between being Berber and being Arabic. In North Africa, we are not Arabic; we were Arabized. You know what I mean? So we are an African, North African. We have our own language, we are Muslims, and you have a lot of different religion in the north, but we are African, you know, and we have our own instruments, and I wanted to put that on something that can help other people to understand us. And code Ashkid was something I was trying to do.
It can be difficult. It can be difficult to try to blend them together successfully. But you have blended them together successfully, and that's why you are a winner now. And you're working on your third album. You're working on your third album, yes? Yeah?
Yes, since years, like 2 or 3 years. I started, it's crazy because when I released Ya Salaam, it was like 7, 8 years ago, and I received an email through MySpace about a guy. This guy told me, man, do you want to be distributing in the U.S.? Are you looking for a deal, something like that? I was like, no, man, I'm cool. I'm just trying to do my music for the moment. It's cool, you know. And so he emailed me back. He emailed me a year after that, and we stayed in touch like that. And one day he told me, man, we got to meet each other. I met him in London, and he told me, I'm the nephew of George Clinton, and if you want to do something, we're here for you. Just tell me. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Ah, you were freaking
what the
out,
hell?
Right?
Yeah, I was, what the hell? And he said, and I told him, okay, I'm producing my third album. I want to do something with George Clinton. He said, okay, I'm going to call Uncle George. And since that day, I'm calling him Uncle George, too. So we met in Paris 2 times, and we're still in contact, and we recorded the track. And after that, I was trying also to continue to do like exclusive tracks, because if you have George Clinton in the album, you can try to find other guests and after that I have Femi Kuti. Fela is dead.
Okay.
Dear
you
Joy.
Said, I'm sorry.
But it's cool. Okay.
No, I was going to tell you that I recently had seen Fela the production here. And
yeah.
I had the artist, the main actor from Fela, the production here on the show. So
crazy.
Your music is a good blend because you're being political. You're being, you have the culture, you have the sex, you have, the let's go fight and win spirit, in your music, similar to Fela,
Yeah, it created the Afrobeat. Because it was inspired by James Brown. And I was like, okay, James Brown, rest in peace. He's not here anymore. Okay, I'm going to try to contact the people he was working with. So we started with Fred Wesley, Pee Wee Ellis, and Bootsy Collins. They all said, okay, we're going to do it with you. I recorded 2 of those guys. I still have to record with Bootsy Collins. And I asked also the son of Femi, who was our Fela Kuti. Femi Kuti came to the studio, said, okay, I'm gonna hear the track. He told me, what kind of music is? I said, it's the Afrobeat beat. You know what I mean? Like Afrobeat beat. He said, okay, great. Okay, so he started to put his saxophone on the track, and then he wrote something, and he gave us his best, he recorded just 1 month ago. And
wow.
It's crazy because it's like finishing something. You know what I mean? Because,
You've been working on it for a while. Let me play some more of your music for the people. Let me play Let me play Yala for them.
Okay.
Yalla,
la, ya la.
Oh, okay, now you started. You started. Can you sing something for us live today? You started.
Okay, so, yeah, the chorus of my journal. Okay. Since you left, they say I'm free. But I'm still a prisoner of my feelings. They don't know that if I could choose, you'd be my jailer forever.
Okay, okay, ladies, calm down, calm down. Open the window. Turn the
fan. She's crazy. She's crazy. Okay, hey, send me the contract. I'm gonna sign the contract. You're gonna be my manager. She's crazy.
Look, let's be serious, okay? I posted your picture, right? I posted your picture in America, and I posted ads in Morocco, and I all over. You see me, I'm blowing you up, right? Okay, the women were like, yummy, oh my God, who is this? Where did you find them? I said, calm down, you know? Relax. He's going to be on the show. You need to listen. You need to call. Buy his album. That's all I can say. Buy his albums, okay? Support the brother.
No, but I'm going to call. I'm going to take a plane and come visit you, definitely. But, at the end of this year.
That will be awesome. So let's talk about your political side. In ignorance, you talk about how people misunderstand who you are and they think that you're the bad guy. Do you think now, several years later, that is still the case, that you are the bad guy or someone like you is the bad guy?
I mean, the things are getting, I guess, a little bit better because now people, I mean, with the help of people like you who still, they got interest and they have this curiosity about other culture and want to find and understand what is happening in the world. I mean, things are getting better, but it's always hard to fight against stereotypes, and it's you cannot stop. I mean, it's daily work. I don't know how to say it, to use the right words, but okay, things are getting better, and with internet,
they're getting better, but not perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got to do it all the time. It's like for the Afro-American in the U.S. It's like for the the Muslims in Europe, for all the minorities and communities and stuff. We have to. It's easy to say bad things about people without knowing them, and when you understand that we are all looking, we all want a better life. We are just about, we are looking for the same thing,
Yeah, we're looking for food. We're looking for shelter.
Exactly.
We're looking for education.
We are facing the same problems. Exactly. We are using different languages, but we are facing the same problems. So this is.
It's hard. I know. Because as an artist, do you think it's easier for you, though? Do you think that you are now working with artists from all over the globe? You worked with Neo, you worked with Angelique Kidjo, now you're working with, Femi Kuti and George Clinton. And do you think it's easier for you to collaborate with these people because you're a musician, because you're an artist?
With the award, with the MTV award, now with things that are getting, I mean, it's more easier for me now, but I started to work with the GC 2 years ago, and it's because someone was curious, someone like you wanted to hear something fresh and something, I don't know if my music is fresh, but something that you cannot, like indie music coming from a third world country or from North Africa, and it's like, okay, man, this guy, we got things. We're gonna give him time and see what he's gonna produce. And he gave me a chance. This guy, I mean, it's like you now. You are invited me in your show because you want to hear and you heard something interesting for your audience and for you too. And I have more problems with a couple of artists in Europe than with the U.S. To be honest, because they still have, because we are facing a couple of how can you be that good? It's not possible. You will come from... No, it's not possible because you come... No,
crazy.
Honest.
That's crazy.
No, but you know what? Because we are not... because... being an underdog, it's not... I mean, for my third album, of big European artists is hard because you come from Morocco, you are from Africa, and sometimes, you know, when you say that you are working with GC, with Fred, with Femi, and other guys like that, they don't believe you.
Oh, wow. Well, let me play
I swear
more.
To God, they don't believe you.
Let me play some more.
It cannot be possible. I say, it's the deal, so I'm going to do my stuff. And,
yeah.
And like I told you, I never wanted to be a musician. So if it works, it's cool.
Let me play some more music.
Okay, do it.
Okay.
Everybody only looks for what's good for him. Been trying myself so hard. Day after night, my greatest will have always been the same. One try I can never hide. Yeah. My hometown people, they used to say, be yourself in these, not in a word. My hometown people, they keep on saying, keep your head.
I'm swaying. I got my drink. I'm like this. Can you hear me? Can you see me? I'm just bopping like that. See? From the song.
Okay.
Can you see me? I'm like, damn it, right now.
Yeah, okay, I see. Be careful. You're going to fall.
Please. I know, right?
Stay calm.
Guys, that is the vibe of your music is what they say, infectious. Like, you hear it, and then it stays with you throughout the day. You know what I mean? And you remember the beat, the rhythm, and because it's interesting. I hate boring music. I'm gonna tell you right now. I hate boring music.
Okay, I hope that you're never gonna say that about my music. I hope when. No, I know, but you know, Ashkid. To be honest, Ashkid is I think the better example of what I call Afrobeat. Really, because I'm using old instruments, very old instrument, and I was trying to put that with this hip hop touch, urban touch, using passwords from my continent, you know, this word Ashkid means come on, just to give people
You pull them in. Sorry? And you connect. You're pulling the people into the music because you have the Arab, you have the African, you have the English. So you are pulling. Everybody can relate to your music. Many people can relate to your music. You know.
I'm just trying to build bridges. This is all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to pull. Don't say that I'm from North Africa. Don't say that I'm Arab. Don't say that I'm only African. I mean, we are, and I am, and you are universal. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to put that. You know that simple things are hard to express. So I'm doing my best, and I hope that one day I'm gonna give something simple that's gonna. Be understood, I guess.
Yeah
exactly.
Simple,
about maximum people.
So your new album is coming out October?
Yeah, we hope. You know how it is. I'm doing it slowly, but I think that at the end of this year, I'm going to, because, you know, I'm taking my time. We are also in touch with a couple of guys like Reza. Maybe he's going to be in too.
Okay.
And so I'm taking my time. I'm not going to, I'm taking like 4 or 5 years to produce an album, and if it takes me a couple of months, I'm gonna wait. But at the end of this year, you're definitely gonna have something. I have a new single coming out in June, at the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna send it to you.
Okay.
And so I hope that we're gonna win another MTV or BET or mobile or something.
Yeah, mobile, definitely something. Well, you know, let me play another song from, this is from Code, Brother and Sister. Oh, no, this is actually from Tolerance, Brother and Sister.
Yeah, Brother and Sister.
But I like you just like a friend. Nothing more and nothing less. Like a sister. That's the way I like you. Je t'aime. Bien, ça ne va pas plus loin. Comme une amie, rien de plus, rien de moins. Comme une sœur. Mais je t'aime, ça c'est certain. Why don't you want to understand me? Even if we are supposed we can't be more than a friend. So let's just stay brother.
So that's one of your softer songs. Also, I like Breathe. That's a nice song. That's on one of your albums.
Breathe is cool.
The new album, is it a lot of fast up-tempo or is it slow? What can we expect on the new album? What type of rhythm is going on?
You know, I'm always trying to... I'm going to do this... to push this Afrobeat, the Afrobeat side. I don't know exactly where I'm going, but it's gonna be funky because of George and Fred and Femi. It's gonna be funky. It's gonna be African. It's gonna be Middle Eastern influenced. It's gonna be me. You know what I mean when I say you. It's gonna be Western. It's gonna be and I'm gonna use three or four languages and.
I'm jealous of the language. I have to tell you, I speak differently. Like I can speak English, a little bit of English. I can speak some Arabic. I can speak Yoruba. I can speak Bambara, a little French.
Bambara, you speak Bambara?
Yeah, Ani Sagoma.
Really?
You
tried to text me. No. I was like, because you know, I was, you know, I have a lot of friends in West Africa, and it's true that you speak Bama. Huh?
Yeah.
So, vous parlez français? Vous parlez français?
Un peu français.
Un petit peu. Parle italiano, no?
No, but I went to Italy. I went to Florence, Pisa. I visit there, but I don't speak. My friend, they spoke for me.
Okay. No, because I have also a couple of projects in Italy with the local artists and I mean it was nice also to work with them and crazy, but you know when you travel a lot. Sorry?
You have to come to Philadelphia. You have to come to America again.
I gotta come because you know I'm a fan of Voodoo album, The Soul Cryance, D'Angelo, and all the guys you got there.
Wow.
You know, I mean, you know, the new soul scene, you know, and.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna.
We have
only a few seconds left, so I just want to say shokran for coming on today. Thank you. Merci beaucoup. You know.
No, thanks for inviting me, and I really hope I'm gonna come and visit you. And thanks a lot. As I want to say hi, shokran to all the people who are listening, and wish you all the best for the future.
Oh, thank you so much. You have a wonderful day, okay? And
shokran.
I hope to see you in America soon.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Okay.
Take care.
Au revoir, mon ami.
Au revoir. Bye-bye. Ciao.
Bye.
America, come on, stay together. Get apart and feel and try forever. Yes, you go on, pleasure make me burn. Might give me damn such a story. Sounds like she pulled out her story. Yes, you come on, pleasure make me her. If I fell, she may disappear. I separate from my girl. If I could stand, then just look you in the face. Joke and blindly say I tried just to make a change. So my friends told me, beware of girlfriend drinks too heavy. Just be a warning. Be careful now, so thank you.
I just got off the phone with Ahmed Sultan. You want to check him out, check out his website, ahmedsultan.com. Follow him on Twitter, Sultan Ahmed. Also, you can follow me, at Joy Keys, on Twitter, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is saturdayswithjoykeys@hotmail.com. I'm going to give away some of his albums, so follow me on Twitter or become a fan on Facebook.
Have a wonderful Saturday. Since you left, they say I'm free, but I'm still a prisoner of my feelings. They don't know that if I could choose, you'd be my jailer forever. Since you left, they say I'm free, but I'm still a prisoner of my feelings. They don't know that if I could choose.